Market Music with Fairbairn and Russell.
Hello and welcome to the 8th podcast from Market Musings with Fairbairn and Russell. Now, for those of you who listen regularly, you may, if you've got highly tuned ears, hear that my voice is slightly different than it usually is. It is not because I have coronavirus, even though I did suspect I had coronavirus, but I don't, luckily. But I have had an awful flu for the last week, which has really put me out. Kenny, you will be hopefully bringing me up to speed on what has been going on in the markets this last week.
All right, if you're expecting me to talk a lot, we might need subtitles for this podcast.
Subtitles for a podcast, yeah. The only thing that the one thing I saw this week, and it was only on the BBC, was I think the whole saga with Sirius Minerals is finally coming to an end.
Yeah, I seen that myself. So yeah, we've been talking about it for 4 or 5 weeks. So it'd be nice to to get that monkey off our back, so to speak. It's just been going on and going on. But finally, looks as if there's closure.
Yeah, it looks as if they agreed, didn't they, for the price of 5.5p at the meeting in London. There was some problems because people were unhappy that the meeting was being held in London. And there was a lot of security involved, apparently, because there's been a lot of threats against the board. But yeah, it looks like it's over, and that's it, 5.5p. And yeah, that's it, draw a line under it and move on, really. It's all you can do at that point, isn't it, if you're an investor?
Yeah, I suppose there's quite a few investors, or many of the investors will be well down on investments. But for the area, I mean, obviously you come from Yorkshire, Mark, it must be great news for the area.
It's very good news for the area, yeah. It's going to create a heck of a lot of jobs in that region, yeah. It's very good. And for the country as a whole, to have this potash now being taken towards production. So it is generally good news. Just a shame for some of the investors who got caught out, you know, and the small private investors who got caught out on a high. But you know, every day you learn. I think all you can do, you know, you just learn from it. You shouldn't get upset about it. Everyone's lost money. I've lost money. You've lost money. You just need to learn from it and not get too upset and try again, kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's the largest potash project in the world, is that right?
It's the largest, potash project, potash deposit ever found in the world, yeah, that's right.
Good stuff.
There's a lot down there.
Yep, just touching base on a podcast we'd done a couple of weeks ago with Malcolm Pally of Coincilium. I have been speaking to Malcolm, and it looks like we might be able to get him regularly. That's a monthly update on what's happening in the world of crypto and Bitcoin.
Oh, great.
I think that'd be great if we can get Malcolm on. He's really keen to do it.
Great.
And that's obviously with his mining Maven background, he likes doing podcasts. Yeah. So it'd be nice to have a few regular spots, so it would, on different topics. Obviously, crypto's covered.
Yeah.
We can maybe try and explore a few avenues, see if we can get some other guys on as well.
Yeah, so that would be good. We could have some regulars, yeah. I'm pleased that Malcolm's enjoyed it and wants to come again. That's really good news.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, so what's been going on this week then, Kenny? Fill me in.
I think everybody buggered off to PDAC.
Oh, that's right.
My Twitter was just full of PDAC pictures and smiley faces and interviews, etc. So,
and what exactly, what is PDAC? It's a convention in Canada, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Toronto. Does it stand for? It's Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada.
Okay.
And I thought it had only been going for 25, 30 years, but actually when you look back, it's been going since 1932, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But it's massive. I think there's like about 25,000 to 30,000 people go every year, and there's over 1,000 exhibitors. So it seems to be the place where a lot of the deals are done, and anyone who wants to be somebody goes to PDAC.
Okay,
it would be nice to go. I would probably put it on my investment bucket list and just go and see it, because everybody I've spoke to has been, says it's just amazing. It's so big. Oh, wow. It grows year and year. And there was quite a few companies over there. I mean, I've seen tweets from Pembridge Resources were over there. Arco Resources were there. Eurasia Mining were there as well. Obviously, they're suspended at the moment, but they were there. Conroy Gold were there. And ECR Minerals were there. There's probably a few others that I've missed. But yeah, there was a couple of decent interviews out on the Proactive platform. Patrick Cullen done a fairly decent one in Arco. They've got a couple of interesting projects. Primary one being the Stone Park zinc project. But the one that really caught my eye, and it was more to do with actual the excitement on his face, was Craig Brown's interview. I don't know if you've seen that one, Mark.
No,
have you watched the Proactive?
I haven't actually watched it. I saw it was out. I think I saw it was sort of still on Twitter, but I haven't actually watched it. I've just been not in that frame of mind. But go on then, fill me in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I think we'll do actually is we'll put it out on our Fair Bairn Russell account. Yeah, so it was more to do with Craig. I mean, he was really, really excited. You could tell by his face he was like a six-year-old on Christmas Eve, and he was obviously talking about, you know, all the meetings he's had and the various people he's met. And he's obviously spent the last 3 weeks in Australia doing the same. So I think it's probably just the same conversations that have continued in Toronto. So The markets on Friday were really, really bad, but yet ECR was up 23%. So there's something definitely bubbling there. The interview was pretty close to the bone. I mean, he was discussing, you know, various deals and offers. They've been offered cash, I think, five times, and he's knocked everybody back. So there's a lot of people or companies or individuals try to offer him money, and he's not taking it, which is a good sign.
Offering money for what?
Well, placings, whatever. It didn't really get into it in much detail. It just said that he'd been offered cash five times, and they keep coming back, and he keeps telling them to bugger off, basically. So, yeah. So he was very animated, really excited, and obviously share price up 23% on Friday. So next couple of weeks for ECR can be pretty interesting. Obviously, the flagship prospects are Kresik and Bayliston. So. Yeah, I'm going to keep a close eye in ECR.
Right, yeah. It sounds like something's bubbling there, isn't it? If his face isn't this sort of manner gives it away like that, maybe that's something to get a little bit excited about.
His arms were waving and everything. It was very positive. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely caught my eye.
Oh, well, that's good. And I hear you've been a little bit busy, Kenny, with doing some research podcasts from Stirling Bridge Resources.
Yeah. That moment of madness, probably a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, people that follow the Stirling Bridge account, they'll know that I put out quite a lot of tweets and a lot of threads about various companies, about anything I've found historically. And although it's great to have a central location for that on Twitter, I just thought, you know what, let's try a podcast. Now, I'd done one for Metal Energy maybe about 3-4 months ago. It went down pretty well. But I mean, to be honest, that was recorded on my phone and it wasn't great quality. So I decided the best way to do it, rather than me just doing a podcast that I wanted to talk about or give people a choice. So I'd stuck out a poll on Twitter, and the three choices were Power Metal Resources, Katoro Gold, and Cobra Resources. Now, Cobra Resources was a clear winner. I think it was, I don't know, over half the votes were for Cobra. So that went out last week, and I actually quite enjoyed it. And it didn't take as long as I thought it would. So what I can actually do, Mark, we can actually push that out, if it's all right with you as well, on the Fairbairn Russell account tonight, after this podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I listened to it. It's very good. Yeah. Very informative and very well put across, I thought.
Thank you very much. Okay. And moving on from that, I decided, you know, if I could do a couple of these a month, it only takes a couple of hours a day. It's not the end of the world. So I stuck a poll out last week, and rather than just concentrating in the mining sector, I thought I would take myself out of my comfort zone and look at the tech sector. So there's a couple of companies I liked. I mean, I like the three companies that I put out the poll for were Ektech, which is hashtag EQT, Blue Star Capital, which is hashtag Blue, BLU, and Two Shields Investments, which is hashtag TSI. Now, for those that are not familiar with the three companies, so Ektek is an energy from waste company. So basically, they are looking at ways of creating clean energy from their patented gasification technology. Now, everybody's on this massive drive to get greener, and then obviously driving, you know, electric cars, etc. But there's a huge problem with waste management all over the world as well, with landfill sites, etc. The second company was Blue Star Capital, and I really like they've got a nice spread of investments in different tech sectors. So they have about a 27% stake in a company called Satoshi Pay.
Yeah.
And Satoshi Pay basically does micropayments, nanopayments of Satoshis. And it was originally set up, I think, for some media, digital media publications, but it's moved into B2B transfers now. So it seems like a really good growth market. They also have a stake in a company called Stala, and one of their main projects is FingoPay, which is a payment module. Obviously, it's your fingerprint that authorizes it.
Okay, yeah.
And most interestingly with Blue is they've got six separate investments in esports. And esports is the next big thing. If you think back to when sort of UFC in the early days, you know, it was struggling along, and now it's these guys have come in and they've just turned it around into this massive sort of $8, $9, $10 billion company.
Mm-hmm.
So I think esports is in the same sort of trend. You know, this online gaming it's become a massive industry, and I think it's going the same way as UFC on this size of the business.
Okay.
And also, like Two Shields Investments, we've talked about them before. They have a Brand Shield, which covers online fraud, takes down fake websites, etc. And they also have a really nice stake in WeShop, which is this social e-commerce platform. So there's three interesting companies there.
And who's winning the poll at the moment then?
Oh yeah, sorry. So Blue's winning the poll at the moment.
Right.
So we can put the poll up again in our account.
Yeah.
And so that's really where I've been.
Yeah, it's nice to be doing something on tech. It's a little bit different. So when does the poll end?
So it was a 7-day poll, so I think it ends next Thursday.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll be good. I look forward to hearing that one when it comes out, Kenny. Is there anything else to touch on before we go? I mean, did gold do anything interesting this last week, seeing as the markets have been panicking again, it seems?
Yeah, well, I think we talked about it in the previous podcast, how it smashed through 1600, moved up to about 1650, had a wee breather, and now it's up a bit. I think it closed on Friday, but $1,675 an ounce.
Okay.
So it's pushing up all the time. It's interesting to see how that develops over the next couple of months. I mean, $2,000, it could be there in the blink of an eye. If you're a producer, it must be great. It must be great for it'd be interesting to see some of these big miners when they come out with their Q1 earnings.
Yeah, okay.
See how much money they've made.
Yeah.
So the markets in general are terrible last week. Obviously, you weren't well, but all across my monitor was just red, and there was very few companies that really
did much.
Were blue. Perhaps the only real story last week, which probably was there the previous week, was Eddie Stobart.
Okay.
Obviously, there was quite a few people. I think people managed to get it sort of 5 pence at one point. Obviously, Eddie Stobart had been suspended for some time. And just from memory, I think it was suspended at £1. And it came back to the market about 7 or 8 days ago. And it plummeted. It went away down to about 4.5, 5 pence.
Oh, wow.
And I remember seeing one guy that had just said it bought at 5 pence. And pretty much that same day, it was back up at 13. I think it hit 16 at one point last week, but it seems to have settled down about 11.5 pence. But I hope they survive. I mean, they've got a cash injection into the business.
What's gone wrong there then?
Mainly, it was just some historical debt, and
okay.
I think there was some accounting errors in 2018 that's just kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
And obviously had the effect in the share price. But I really hope they survive because I mean, it's great. I mean, I got down the M74, then on the M6, and you know, every second or third lorry is an Eddie Stobart lorry. And there's obviously there's people, you know, a bit like train spotters actually, for the whole weekend, you know, they stand in these flyovers and bridges and they look out for the Stobart lorries because they've all got their own unique names.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope they survive because they've got a massive, massive warehouse. It's a massive operation.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there was a program on the TV about it maybe last year and I didn't realise how big Stobart logistics were. They were huge, absolutely huge. But it's in their order book. Looks good. So hopefully they've got the right people in now. Hopefully they can turn that around and they go from strength to strength.
Yeah, but hopefully, because that would be a shame if they disappear. They're a very, very well-known British brand, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's a brand. It's a brand. I mean, I can't name any other logistics company, really, that is as distinctive as Eddie Stobart or iconic. You know, it's like Jaguar and the cars, you know, it's just something about it that just puts it in a separate platform from all other companies in the logistics world.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I said, it was a very dull market this week. I think you picked a good week to beat
to beat Hill. Yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah. We'll have to see what next week brings, won't we? Maybe we should be buying stocks in Andrex toilet paper or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so some of the media stories last week were just ridiculous and just to scare people. I mean, the toilet roll one was just. I wonder why I drink sometimes, but now I know. You see stories like that. It's just ridiculous. But yeah. No, I think I've rambled on enough now.
That's cool.
We'll get the subtitles out for this podcast because people won't be able to understand me.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you for that update, Kenny. Yeah, I'm feeling better, so I should be back in the swing of the markets next week. And we can have a chat later on next week sometime.
Yeah, we'll chat next week. We also have, just to give you an update, we're hopefully getting Zach Muir on in the next couple of weeks to have a chat. Okay. Obviously, Zach's been around the markets for a long time, and I'm sure he's got an interesting background. I actually believe he's got a Scottish connection somewhere as well. So I'm interested to find out what that is. So I look forward to speaking to Zach. And, well, I'm sure we've got a couple of directors lined up as well on up our sleeve, so we'll keep them under wraps just now.
Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. Great. All right, Kenny, well, thank you for chatting.
Bye. That's great. Thanks, Mark. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to another podcast from Market Musings with Fairbairn and Russell. Tune in next time.